Welcome back to Pace Immigration, paceimmigration.com, talking once again with immigration lawyer Michael O'Rourke. Michael, good to see you.
Hi, Sean. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thank you very much. Covering something from the mailbag today. You get a lot of email and a lot of comments on YouTube, and I like to kind of go through them and see where people are at, the questions that they're asking, and hopefully we can produce more videos to answer those questions for people. One of the emails you got was in relation to the Uniting for Ukraine program, where people can be sponsored to come to the United States. And the question was regarding children, which is a very delicate, sensitive topic, of course, for having children come in from overseas. We want to make sure that they're safe. So your answer to that YouTube comment was interesting, and I thought we could do a video on it. I've got this scenario lined up for you here, so bear with me. You've got a U.S. citizen applies as a Uniting for Ukraine sponsor for two family members, a cousin who is 30 years old and a niece who is 10. The cousin is not a parent of the niece. Due to the war, the parents of the niece cannot travel, nor can they have paperwork made out attesting to the guardianship of the niece. And again, this is all based on factual information that we received from someone in Ukraine. So the question is, the parents want the niece out of Ukraine and safe, and there is a family member sponsor in the U.S. who's willing to sponsor them, but can the niece still be sponsored to come to the U.S. as a minor?
So the niece can be sponsored, but it's a question of can the niece travel to the United States unaccompanied or with a non-parent? And that's where it gets difficult. Current U.S. law requires that an unaccompanied minor, and that's any child under 18 who is not traveling with at least one parent, be detained and assessed for human trafficking.
Right. And I put some notes up here from your response to that comment. So we've got here the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008. Talk about that.
So it's a very integral piece to U.S. immigration law. This act prohibits children from being just accepted into the United States without an assessment of whether they might be victims of human trafficking. And that can be either forced labor, forced sexual services. They need to know that if a child is coming into the United States, that it's not for any untoward purposes.
Right. So we have here that any child under the age of 18, as you said, not accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Interesting that the person put in their comment, they were wondering if legal guardianship could be attained and then the child brought over. How does that work?
Yes. So in the U.S. context, you have to have a court order granting legal guardianship if one of the parents, or if one or not both of the parents can join the child to come to the U.S. Right now in Ukraine, large parts of the country, the courts are not functioning at all or on a very limited basis. So it's difficult for related family members who are not parents to get guardianship orders.
How does it work? You're going to have people say, well, I'm an aunt or I'm a brother or I'm a whatever. None of that matters, does it? It's parent or nothing.
It's parent or nothing for the U.S., unfortunately. Okay. So what happens is if a child is coming with a relative to the United States, the child will be separated and placed in an HHS Office of Refugee Resettlement Facility, detention facility, until the sponsor in the United States can be vetted to make sure that everything is on the up and up and that there is no element of human trafficking here.
What's been your experience with this? Do you have any firsthand experience with these kind of cases?
I don't have firsthand experience because most of our clients that have come in with unaccompanied minors came in right at that early rush of people coming through the southern border. We did have one client who was briefly separated, but it was only a matter of a day or two. From what I've been hearing from my colleagues who work on this much more closely, they're now seeing delays of up to a month just because of the demand and lack of resources for the government to really do a thorough job under TVPRA to make sure that the children are not being trafficked.
Yeah, I remember you did respond to someone. They said basically that they were going to come and they had this child with them. And you were like, don't even think about doing that without having your ducks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the detention periods can be a month, maybe even longer before the sponsor can be vetted. And you're already bringing a child from a war zone. And this is traumatic. And it's traumatic for everybody involved.
Yeah, it's not something to be taken lightly. You're right. No matter how comfortable they try and make it for the child, the point is they are being separated from people they know for up to a month.
Exactly.
Perhaps longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I just wanted to say, since we're both in Canada, I wanted to just talk about the difference that the Canadians have taken.
Sure.
You can't just bring a child over to Canada without anything. Canada will allow a notarized statement before either a notary public or a lawyer or a court guardianship document for a relative to bring a child to Canada. So there's a slight difference between US and Canada here, and I just wanted to throw it out to our listeners.
No, that's a good point. But either way, I think people should contact you at morourke@pacelawfirm.com, especially when it comes to something as important and as sensitive as this. So thanks for sharing your experience and your knowledge, Michael, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, Sean. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.